Well, good morning to you too, Jillian says.
Happy birthday, Sally says to Kylie, but she sounds downright gloomy.
Emphasis on the happy, Jillian reminds Sally as she pours herself a huge cup of coffee. Jillian spies her reflection in the toaster. This isn't a good hour for her. She smooths out the skin near her eyes. From now on, she won't get out of bed until 9 or 10 at the earliest, although sometime after noon would be preferable. Sally hands Kylie a small box, wrapped with pink ribbon. Sally has been especially careful, monitoring her grocery spending and avoiding restaurants in order to afford this gold heart on a chain. She can't help but notice that before Kylie allows herself a reaction, she looks over at Jillian.
Nice,
Jillian nods.
Real gold?
She asks. Sally can feel something hot and red begin to move across her chest and her throat. What if Jillian had said the locket was a piece of junk? What would Kylie have done then?
Thanks, Mom, Kylie says. It's really nice.
Which is amazing, since your mom usually has no taste when it comes to jewelry. But this is really good. Jillian holds the chain up to her neck and lets the heart dangle above her breasts. Kylie has begun to pile pancakes onto a plate.
You're going to eat those? Jillian asks. All those carbohydrates?
She's 13. A pancake won't kill her. Sally would like to strangle her sister. She's much too young to be thinking about carbohydrates.
Fine, Jillian says. She can think about it when she's 30.
After it's too late. Kylie goes for the fruit salad. Unless Sally is mistaken, she's wearing Jillian's blue pencil streaked beneath her eyes. Kylie carefully scoops 2 measly spoonfuls of fruit into a bowl and takes teeny tiny bites, even though she's nearly 6 feet tall and weighs only 118 pounds. Jillian takes a bowl of fruit for herself.
Come by the hamburger shack at 6. That'll give us some time before dinner.
Great, Kylie says. Sally's back is way up.
Time for what?
Nothing, Kylie says, sullen as a full-fledged teenager.
Girl talk,
Jillian shrugs.
Hey, she says, reaching into the pocket of her jeans. I almost forgot.
Jillian brings forth a silver bracelet that she picked up in a pawn shop east of Tucson for only $12, in spite of the impressive chunk of turquoise in its center. Someone must have been down and out to give this up so easily. She must have had no luck left at all.
Oh, my gosh,
Kylie says when Jillian hands her the bracelet.
It's totally fabulous. I'll never take it off.
I need to see you outside, Sally informs Jillian.